What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 165. Today's topic is this: control the chaos. Sit back and relax, because here we go. So just finished a shift here in the hospital. Absolutely crazy day. Craziness, I tell you. There were folks that needed to be discharged and sent home. There were folks that needed to be admitted from the emergency room. There were plenty of sick folks on the floor. There was emergencies that popped up during the way. Absolute chaos. Within that, there was even a fire alarm that went off. And you know what? I used to react to all of that. It was like a balloon in the wind. My mood, everything that went into the day. The biggest mistake that I would make, and I did this for years, would be that I would just jump right in to the day. Do you do that? Do you like wake up in the morning and say, okay, I'm going to pound this cup of coffee and I got to get after it. I got to get after it right now. Or do you make some space? I'll have you consider this. Until you get to the point where you actually say, okay, listen, I'm going to face the fact that there's going to be chaos today. And so because of that, I'm going to prepare myself accordingly for it. Like preparing yourself for battle. Until you do that, that chaos will own you. It will absolutely own you. Until you're prepared mentally, there's just no way that you can respond at your best. I've had the opportunity to get to know very personally some special operators. So soldiers that were former SEALs, former and active SOCOM. And, you know, they've all said the same thing to me. You got to be in the right mental state. Because if not, I mean, in their line of work, if not, they'll get you killed. My line of work, it could kill somebody else. What can that do for you? So the place to start, you say, okay, doc, that sounds great. Got it. Need to be in a good mental state. The place to start begins with a battle plan in the morning for yourself. And the only way to do that is to get yourself centered. So this is what I do. I made every morning, I start off the same. It's not sexy. It's boring. And it's fantastic. Every morning, get up, have a cup of coffee, drink some water, get the kidneys perfusing. And then I'll go and I'll write in a journal for a little while. If you listen to the last podcast, I kind of go into this in more detail. But I write in a journal just where I'm at, what my thoughts are, what I want to get done for the day. I write sticky notes for my kids. Then I go and I do something that makes me sweat. So this morning I went for a swim workout. And then I meditate for 10 minutes using the Headspace app. That's it. All in all, whole thing takes about an hour, maybe a little less. And so when I make that space, like I did that knowing that today was going to suck, knowing that today was going to be absolute chaos. But because I made that space, I started from a solid foundation, was less reactive, was able to think, was able to focus. The only reason why I know to do that is because I goofed it up for so long. So I've been a physician now for 10 years. I can't believe it's been 10 years. It's gone by really fast. But for a good 8 of those years, it was chaos. And that's how I responded to it. So my life was chaos. And I was burnt out. I didn't recognize it. I didn't realize how burnt out I actually was. But it was terrible. You know, if you've listened to this podcast, you know. I mean, there was points in my life where I actually considered suicide because I was sick and tired of it. Because that version of my life was not worth it. And thank God for my little girls, because otherwise, I mean, that was my anchor to keep me from carrying through. It was also my anchor to say, you know what, there's got to be a better way. And there is a better way. And I guarantee you, there's areas in your life right now where there is chaos. There's areas in your life where it's chaos that you know about, that you feel like you can't do anything about. Whether that's a relationship that you are in that's not serving to you. Whether that's a job that you're doing that you hate. where you have some story that there's nothing else that you can do. Maybe it's the place that you live or somewhere else where you feel trapped, where you feel like your life isn't your own. Just consider this. Consider that it's up to you to control the chaos around you to the best that you can. And then for the chaos that you can't control, you accept it. But how you accept it is you keep yourself in an even keel by building yourself a solid foundation so that when the chaos that occurs that inevitably you can't control, you can say, okay, I recognize this is chaos. I'm not going to lose my shit. I'm going to keep it together, and this is how I'm going to handle it. Here's the thing. The area in life, and I see this every day, the area in life where everybody, 99.9% of people, myself included for a very long period of time, where they can't predict the chaos to come is when it comes to their health. Because we're all going to die eventually. I know it's morbid to hear, and you're like, oh my God, come on, man, don't be such a downer. But it's the reality. The reality is we're not going to live forever. And the moment that you recognize that, hey, listen, I'm going to die one day, and stop kicking the can down the street of like the decisions that you need to make in order to better your life. The moment that you recognize that, that's when you really can live. There's a tremendous amount of joy that comes from recognizing your death. Tremendous amount. And once you recognize that, you can say, okay, like these are the good parts of my life. These are the bad parts of my life. These are the areas that I can make changes. It may suck to make those changes, but these are the areas where you can actually make those changes and live the best version of your life possible. The next step is to then live it for as long as possible. This is why I created the Blind Spot Protocol. So Blind Spot, the whole point of it is to find problems in your body when they're small, before they become big. That's the whole point. Take care of the problems when they're small. Then once they're taken care of, the next step to that is longevity. Living the highest quality life for as long as possible. This is something that doesn't exist anywhere else. There's no academic program. There's no clinic. There's nothing like this that exists. And the main reason why is because the medical system, as it is, profits from folks being sick. Not dead, not healthy, sick. Just makes sense. Six folks, you can charge them things, you can sell them medicines, you can all these things. What about you take the power in your own hands? What about you look at yourself as your greatest investment and you actually invest in yourself? You actually spend money on your health. This sounds like a foreign concept to us here in the United States. We go, wait, what? Why would we do that? Because the house, the cars, the cool watch, the designer clothes, none of it matters if you're infirmed. None of it matters if you're dead. You have to be there in order to enjoy those things. Go to blindspotmedical.com. Go to blindspotmedical.com. You put in your name, email address. That will add you to the email list. And ultimately, you'll get an invitation on a webinar that I will explain all of this in much, much further detail. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Ask yourself that question. Where in your life? Where in your life is there chaos? What can you do to prepare yourself for the chaos that could potentially be coming down your path? That's what I got for you today. Remember, if you don't follow me on social media, come check me out on Facebook, David Boyd. You can also find me on Instagram, David Boyd MD. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and hit the subscribe button, put in a rating and a review. Thank you so much. And I ask that if this message resonates with you, please do share it with friends and family and the folks that are in your circle of influence. There is someone out there in your circle that does need to hear it. That's what I got for you today, friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Be coming at you again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. See you then.
for you.